Yes, Jesus loves me.
Listen to what else J.P. Lang says about this subject. The greater the power committed to rulers and judges, the more blessed is its righteous employment for the restraint and punishment of the unrighteous, as well as for the defense and encouragement of those who either have no means of aiding themselves or scorn to redress their injuries by violent means. But the more dreadful and destructive is its abuse, for it shakes the foundations of the order of human affairs established by God and thereby imperils the existence of the whole world. Now, you may be tempted to think, okay, now, Mr. Lang has been saying a lot of good things here, but when he starts talking about shaking the foundations of the order of human affairs and imperiling the existence of the whole world, if you're tempted to say he's exaggerating there, let your minds fast forward to the time of the Great Tribulation. When the Lord Jesus said that were it not for the shortening of those days, no life would be saved. No life. Think about all the destruction that is discussed that's going to be coming upon the earth in the days of the Great Tribulation. The time that the Lord Jesus said is going to be so terrible that no time before it was ever as bad. You think about the days of Noah and how horrible those days were. So horrible that God talked about how the people's hearts were only always continually doing evil. What a way to emphasize their wickedness. And he said that those days are no comparison to the way it's going to be during the time of the Great Tribulation. And in Revelation, we read about some of the destruction that is coming upon the earth. Zechariah and other books in the Old Testament, we read about, and in Revelation, we read about warfare that's going to bring tremendous destruction, not only upon humanity, but upon the earth itself, the actual land, the earth. And all of that because of unrighteous governing around the world, throughout the earth. The more dreadful and destructive is the abuse of the power committed to rulers and judges, the worse it is for everyone. It shakes the foundations of the order of human affairs. This is what the psalmist Asaph was writing about in Psalm 82, verse 5. They know nothing, they understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Imperiling the existence, J.P. Lang says, of the whole world. Yet, since God alone is really God, he continues, he can deprive unrighteous judges and princes of the power, which is only lent by him, if they allow to pass unheeded the warnings and exhortations which he sends before punishment, and neither understand nor lay to heart the tokens of the coming judgment. When this judgment breaks forth on them, then no earthly power will be able to help them. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this whole issue of gods has everything to do with human beings who were put in a position to serve as governing authorities in God's behalf. And you think about this, not all teachers and preachers of the gospel are placed in governing authorities. Most teachers and preachers of the gospel, and I'm talking about the sincere, genuine ones who bring forth truth, who share God's truth with the people are not governing authorities. They're not judges. They're not politicians. I'm not saying that you cannot be both. I'm simply, because we know that you can. Daniel, great prophet of God, was also a mighty national ruler. Joseph, awesome man of God, a mighty national ruler. So I'm not saying that we should not be. If God has called anyone for dual roles to be both a member of the governing authority and a teacher, a prophet, a preacher of the gospel, so be it. I'm simply saying that the reality is most are not. The vast majority of the genuine teachers and preachers of the gospel are not also politicians or judges. Which means that in the context of Psalm 82, where we read about God giving judgment among the gods, verse 1, and God saying, "You are gods," verse 6, most of us have never been, most of God's people have never been gods slash rulers slash members of the governing authority. Gods is equivalent to servants, ministers, representatives of God, of whom Jesus is the supreme minister, the supreme servant, the supreme representative of God. But he was born of the Holy Spirit and was fully God and fully man. So he is truly God and not one of the little g gods. The Expositor's Bible Commentary has something very, very interesting to say about this matter. I'll bring that to you the next time. Tells me something.